Let's continue with our look at the numbers that tell the stories of the year. And the big story for movies in 2013 is the record number of Hollywood and independent films involving Black directors and Black stars. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang tells us that number is 11.
So, I was at the movies recently, just outside of Washington, D.C., standing with Kalila Liverpool in front of a box office board listing showtimes. We were there for a movie and a meal with the D.C. Black Film and Media Club.
Yeah, so this is a great meetup group. So it's about people who are interested in film, and in particular, Black directors, Black actors.
So let's look at this board. How many films fit that criteria?
So we have Black Nativity, The Best Man Holiday, 12 Years a Slave, Madea.
As in Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas, which brought the number of films at this multiplex, starring Black actors and by Black directors, to 4. But this year's list goes on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hey!
Shots fired, Fruitvale.
The social drama Fruitvale Station was part of a banner year of 11 films, each grossing from about $500,000 to more than $100 million. It's almost double the number of last year's group of comparable films, and it comes after perennial criticism of Hollywood's lack of roles for Black talent on and off screen.
I was surprised at how many Black films were out this year. I told one of my friends in California, oh my gosh, there's tons of Black movies out. Did you notice that?
Moviegoers like Liverpool and critics have also noticed the range of this year's 11 films, shattering the stereotype of, quote, Black film. From Oscar bait introducing audiences to untold historical epics.
My name is Solomon Northam. I'm a free man.
I'm Cecil Gaines. I'm the new butler.
Like Lee Daniels' The Butler and 12 Years a Slave, and smaller dramas like Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, and The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete, to a Christmas musical, plus romantic comedies like Baggage Claim and Peoples, and more straight-up comedies from Kevin Hart and Tyler Perry, who teams up this time with Larry the Cable Guy.
Did you hear the one about the two rabbis and the black dude?
Did you hear the one about the straight bullet that killed the redneck for telling the story about the two rabbis and the black dude?
It's a cyclical thing.
Filmmaker Reginald Hudlin helped produce Django Unchained. He also wrote and directed the 1990 hit
The House Party!
What?
The House Party!
We saw in the 1970s an explosion of Black filmmakers, then not so much.
And there were earlier explosions of Black filmmakers in the 80s and the 90s. In 1992, Hudlin directed the big-budget Eddie Murphy comedy Boomerang. It came out in the same year as director Ernest Dickerson's Juice with Tupac Shakur and Spike Lee's biopic Malcolm X, starring Denzel Washington in an Oscar-nominated role.
And we thought, okay, here we are. We're switching gears. We're going to the next level. But the fact is, that was the end of an era.
An era that can be kept alive with the more solid infrastructure of support in Hollywood, according to Wesley Morris. He's a film critic for Grantland, which means...
I've seen all of those films.
All 11 this year, and only one of them, Universal Pictures' The Best Man Holiday, was produced by a major Hollywood studio.
They can't all just be independent movies. They can't all just be movies about slaves, and they can't all star the same three actors. And I think this year you got a real sense that that is definitely something that is not only possible, but it's viable as well.
Me being African American, it's really important to validate my experience and see some of my experiences portrayed on screen.
What moviegoer Kalila Liverpool doesn't see enough of on screen is Black women in leading roles. Of the top 11 films starring Black actors by Black directors, only 3 were carried by a lead female role. And of the 3, one was played by a man, Tyler Perry, as the outspoken grandmother of A Madea Christmas. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.